Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith Overt here, broadcasting from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio. And I have across the table in the studio with me, Ms. Michelle Taylor and Mr. TJ Rollins. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. And you guys represent so many different aspects of the Escambia County School Board. So instead of me really butchering it, I'm going to let you jump right in.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to begin. I am Workforce Education Director for the school district, and I am proud and excited to coordinate some programs for middle, high school, and post-secondary students that benefit them and benefit business and industry and our community as a whole. From everything from middle school career academies, high school career academies, to Mr. Rollins and George Stone Vocational Technical Center, which is for adults and for individuals who are trying to complete their diploma.
Yeah.
So we have, and also the school age child care program, which is for people who are working, elementary school parents who need a place for quality child care for their students after they get out of elementary and some middle schools.
Yeah.
So we do a lot.
I was going to say, you don't have enough on your plate, do you?
Oh, man, but it's purposeful and worthwhile work.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, we were talking before the show just really about the need for the schools to really take the bull by the horns and start getting these kids warmed up for the workforce environment. And I was stating that... And I'm not that old, but old enough that this was not something that happened when I was growing up. And so now these kids have a great chance to really start learning about the workforce and what they want to do.
Sure.
And you guys are giving them that vehicle, right?
Absolutely. You know, you say that we didn't have the opportunity when we were young, but
maybe I didn't know where to find
back,
it.
I think maybe it wasn't as explicit as we are now.
Yeah.
You know, I remember taking typing in eighth grade and actually when I look back on it, how significant it is in terms of my productivity now and how it relates so much to my job.
Okay, but in all fairness, we can't compare a typing class to the stuff that you guys are doing
Boy,
now, because this the stuff you guys
so
are doing
true.
I want to go back and do because yes. The programs look really fun.
Absolutely. We have taken it. It's like you know, the old vocational education on steroids. That's what we do now. And beginning in the middle school, we have little kind of pre-career academies where students get introduced to concepts like pre-engineering and culinary arts and IT, cyber programming, things like that, where they take maybe three semester courses through their 3 years and know a little bit about the career pathways in the industries. But when we get to our high school career academies, that's some serious career preparation. And our students tell us that, you know, this is valuable to them. The benefits are that they get to explore more deeply a career pathway, such as health science.
Yeah.
They get to earn certifications, like to continue with the health example, certified nursing assistant by the time they graduate high school.
Yeah, so they're out of the gate running, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And I want to make sure that people understand that these career academies are for all students. They're not just for students who don't want to go to college.
Right.
Certainly, there are advantages to students to take these in high school if they don't choose to continue their education right away. However, many, if not most of our students do plan to go on to college, and most major in what they're doing in high school, but in terms of their career pathways. But some decide, hey, I don't want to do that, but they've still learned a skill and a certification, and maybe they're going to work in a job while they're in college part-time. That pays a little bit more than if they didn't have those skills. So.
Well, and I think you just said it too. You know, you not only find out what you do want to do, but you really have the chance to find out what you maybe don't want to do.
Amen.
As opposed to waiting 5-10 years when you're invested in some company and everybody's invested time and energy and you just realize it's just not your bag.
Yeah. How many people have spent a lot of money in college?
We're not going there. So, okay. So TJ, I mean, fill us in, man. You're the guru here.
Well, yeah, I'm the principal at George Stone Technical Center. And as Dr. Taylor mentioned, we have all these opportunities for students to make a choice while they're in high school. Where we come in at George Stone is we provide opportunities for people that maybe have gotten out of school and still aren't sure what they want to do.
Right.
And even some opportunities for dual enrollment for high school students. that maybe are not interested in some of the academies that are offered at the high school level, sure, and want to pursue their career choice through our technical center. We currently offer over 20, right around 21, 22 right now, post-secondary CTE programs, career and technical education programs. Yeah. Not only that, but we offer adult GED programs throughout the community, both at George Stone and at some of our outlier sites.
Yeah.
So whatever level someone is on, they can come to us. They can get their high school equivalency, take the GED test. It's actually a diploma, and move forward into the post-secondary programs. Or if they've already achieved their high school diploma, they can come to us. And what we offer are hands-on skill type positions, training for those positions, I should say, and industry certifications. Those are the two things that we offer. Our students will get a completion certificate, but more importantly, they will get hands-on instruction,
yeah,
real job opportunities here while they're in school, and the industry certifications, which are a crucial component to gaining employment, because that's your certificate that tells you, or tells the employer rather, that this person knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
They've taken the national test or the industry standard, whatever it may be, which gives them that verification that you have the training and you can do the job.
Yeah. And you guys have a lot of, in this community, I know for sure, a lot of people invested in what you're doing because they know.
Absolutely.
That, and I see this, and maybe this is just me and from my bringing up, but 10, 20 years ago, things like technology and cyber and a lot of the programs that you have were not necessarily put in the category of technical, or you didn't envision how much hands-on it really was, probably until you were in the middle of that industry.
Right.
But now, some of those things that seem to be unreachable because it was such a high echelon or a bigger university kind of thing, you really need 2, 3, 5 years of messing around and tinkering to actually make some progress and really learn what's going on.
Right. And you brought up a great point, because there are still a lot of people in our community that don't realize the wide range of programs that we offer at George Stone and what we can do for students. You know, we're typically known as a vocational center. George Stone's been around since the mid-60s. I've had the welding and the electrical programs,
right,
and the shop programs, and they're still there and they're still fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's a great market out there. But we also offer, as Dr. Taylor said, cybersecurity. We offer networking classes,
yeah,
in the IT area. We offer a computer systems and information technology class, which is kind of a broad range,
sure,
course. We have 4 different programs in the computer, business computer type areas. And we offer those hands-on experiences. I'll give you one great example. We've had several students come to us from, I'll say, a local university,
sure,
and they've done a fantastic job there, and that's going to serve them well. But they come to us for the hands-on experience,
yeah,
and we've done some internships that have benefited both the student and us, because we're getting someone who's maybe in their senior year of college,
right,
that's come to get some extra hands-on,
yeah,
experiences. Benefits the student. I know it benefits the student, because I think we've had 5 in the last 2 years, and all 5 got employment straight out of our position.
See, that's great.
Because then they were able to put the hands-on skills experience with their academic experience,
yeah,
and actually get the best of both. We have a lot of students that have either had college experiences in our IT programs,
yep,
or either want to go to the college afterward. And they use us as a means to get the hands-on experiences and get some training that will articulate to the college level.
Yeah.
Which is another thing a lot of people don't know about George Stone. You can come to our programs, take some industry certifications, get some certificates that will articulate into college, and you may be able to take 9, 12. We had one a few weeks ago that took 21 hours,
yeah,
of college credit from George Stone into college with them,
yeah,
for taking one of our certificate programs.
That's so valuable, too.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to mention, you know, these are all wonderful benefits for our students, but I also want to mention the benefits to the business community.
Yeah.
You know, I think that I've never seen a greater level of synergy than we have right now between education and business in Pensacola, especially IT, advanced manufacturing. We know that there is high demand for these high wage, high skilled positions, and our IT businesses are beginning to work with us or have been working with us very hard to attract students, all demographics. We want diversity. We want to lift up students one at a time through this workforce development, these training opportunities. And so we're targeting where we are working with our schools and getting into the classrooms, and the business people are coming and presenting to our students and talking about these lucrative positions that they can obtain with a variety of commitment to their post-secondary in education. In addition, these businesses, we have 45 high school career academies, and then the 20 programs at George Stone. For each one of those career clusters, we have a business advisory council, and that council meets twice a year with teachers, and the teachers will bring students, and these business people will come and tell us what's hot in the industry.
Yeah.
What's the big demand areas? What languages are needed for programmers? What is the demand? And then, so we have this working together. I guess there's no greater example than what just occurred this weekend with Cyberthon 2016.
Yeah. Yeah, so
where
cool.
We had 80 volunteers working with over 30 students for the weekend on simulation games and cyber threats. And it was phenomenal. Speakers from the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security to the gentleman who won the World Hacker Championship. And what wonderful perspectives to share with our students so they can understand that a person just like me can work their way up into these successful positions. And so, you know, what we have with Florida West Economic Development Agency working to, they identify what our big needs are. Mm-hmm. And pretty much it's in aviation, which TGI, I hope that you can share about our new aviation maintenance program. From aviation to IT, cyber, advanced manufacturing, and of course, customer service with Navy Federal. How can we ignore that? We have to help them too, you know, and we're working on it. But I guess one of the best examples of working on economic development would be our new program.
Absolutely. And good segue right into aviation maintenance.
She threw you right on that spot, didn't she?
Absolutely. And I'm excited to be able to talk about it. We just started our first class about 3 weeks ago, but this goes back a couple of years in the working. And as Dr. Taylor mentioned, Florida West, great partner to have. We meet with them. We get information from them all the time. They kind of have their hand on what's going on with the business community and who's looking at coming into the area.
Sure.
And they identified a group out of that had a place in Mobile also. They're known as VTMAE now. At the time, they were called ST Aerospace. But they were interested in possibly coming over to Pensacola and building a hangar here. They do service maintenance on airplanes. They do conversions, cargo to passenger, that type of thing. A lot of big commercial stuff. And so when they developed a plan, one of the things that the the company was very interested in is, what can you do for training? What do you have in your area where we can train? So that's where we stepped in. Of course, you know, meeting with Florida West and finding out more about this company and about the aviation industry in our area. And we just thought it was a great fit for this community. They agreed. We were, so we stepped up and found the means to start a program in the maintenance, aviation maintenance training.
Yeah.
And, all kind of came to an agreement, and they ended up making the agreement, they being VTMAE with the city of Pensacola. And, so they're on track now to, get their hangar here and get their business going in the next couple of years. Which works great for us because we just started our first program.
By the time they're ready to graduate, you can fill it.
We had time to build a complete facility. We've got a fantastic facility. We had a nice grand opening ceremony a couple months ago.
Got our FAA approval.
Got the FAA approval, which you really need.
That's huge.
Because, and what
serious
this means
business.
Is.
I bet.
Absolutely. Students can come into our program. It's about a two-year program. There are two sides to aviation maintenance. One's called airframe and the other's called power plant. There's a general maintenance program they go through first. And then they go through both sides of those, and they'll be able to work on the complete airplane when they're finished. And they'll be able to sit for their FAA exams. I won't get into that. There are like three parts. It's very intense.
Yeah.
But they'll have that. Having come out of an FAA-certified school, they can take those exams.
Yeah,
they
you're ready to
get
go.
That license, and they become what's called an A&P mechanic, which is airframe and power plant mechanic. and they can get fantastic jobs with groups like VTMAE and any other companies.
Gosh, you can Aerotech, Airbus, all the other companies around here that are building.
If you are a licensed mechanic to the FAA, you can literally work anywhere in the world.
So I want to know how long till you add the drone part of the program.
Actually, we have, I think, 6 drones in our workforce education.
I believe academies. It as fast as it's
and
growing.
And one of them is in the multimedia industry. We have TV production studios in all of our high schools, and so that's a very popular. And of course, we have the Flight Academy at Escambia High School. Yeah. So seriously, but you know, we now have the new regulations that are they all have to be registered, and our teachers need to be certified. For safety purposes. So, you know, again, it gets ratcheted up in terms of the seriousness of these are not, you know, these aren't, it's playing around, but it's not
serious
playing around.
Business. It's very serious. We had a gentleman in here not too long ago who owns a company here that does all this stuff. And he enlightened me to the breadth and width of what they now have to go through to fly these things. But that's what they do, some of the multimedia stuff. And I thought, man, this is just really cool.
Yes.
So when you say aviation, that's the first place my head goes to these days, because we're just moving that fast.
Yes. One of our target, you know, whether we're the aerospace Gulf Coast or the IT Gulf, we're everything. You know, we just, Pensacola and Escambia County is an exciting place to be. But, you know, we also have some of the old kind of what you would call standard careers. We recently branded, or the Escambia County government branded two new academies. One is the Firefighter Academy at Pensacola or Pine Forest High School, and one is the Criminal Justice Academy at Escambia High School. And that is purely from the forecasted demand for jobs in law enforcement, corrections, and firefighting in public service. And so, you know, we are so proud and happy to have the opportunity to you know, guide students who have interests in those areas. And by the way, I have to mention, speaking of guiding students, the state of Florida just funded a really exciting new
program. I was
wondering
if this was going to come up.
Yeah, this program, it's an online K-20 from kindergarten all the way through adults career planning software program.
Yeah.
It's called My Career Shines, and you can go to mycareershines.org. Right now, the middle and high school and the post-secondary components have been released. So anyone in Florida, if you want to take career interest surveys, career aptitude surveys, career values, you can take these surveys and it'll give you your top 10 jobs that align with your interests. It is so cool. And you want to believe our goal this year is for 50% of our middle school students to actually complete those surveys and get an idea of, you know, what they want to be studying in their future.
You want to talk about a really successful way to raise a graduation rate and really get some people out into the workforce quick and really making some moves. Let's find out what they're really interested in and let's teach that.
Yes, just for the point of preparing them for their future, but also for having them enjoy what they're doing today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today, while they go to school, they get to work with multimedia equipment, or they get to work with health or engines or something, because we now have, of course, the Aviation Academy at Booker T. Washington, too. So mycareershines.org is this new software. And I encourage anyone to go on and to, because once you find out those top 10 jobs, then there are videos and all sorts of ways to explore those jobs, where to go to school, how to get scholarships. So we're just scratching the surface on that. And by the way, the elementary component is coming out next year. So, you know, we kind of laugh and say, well, next, what's next? Career academies for elementary school? Well, probably not, but definitely that's what STEM is. STEM is bringing those skills, those science, technology, engineering, and math, and also art, because, you know, we do want STEAM as well to the elementary level. So, you know, we got it going on and working hard to provide engaging activities.
And I'm sure the more fun you have at school, the less milk money you're trying to steal from somebody, right?
There's that. There is that. Absolutely. It's all good. Right. You know, and you did mention the graduation rate. So I just have to brag on Escambia County School District, because, you know, while we weren't happy with our rate last year of 66.1, of course, we increased to 72.7 this year.
Yeah. And so in less than a year, you guys are over 10%.
Almost
10%. Almost, sorry. Yes. Almost 10%.
Yes. Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes. And our
and
goal,
it's only January.
Yeah. Well, that was for 2015. But we are going to continue on. But then we do attribute that to kids, more kids being in our career academy. So we're very happy about that. I'm going to work hard to continue.
And that's fantastic. And I think everything that you're mentioning here is going to be part of that success. I would have loved to have worked on some drones or engines or something, prior to getting out of high school and really kind of figuring it out. I went and got a job because I needed money to buy a car and pay insurance and stuff, not because I was going to make a career out of it. So what a whole new way of teaching these kids really how to look at it and take control of their lives.
And to have pride in the work, people think of manufacturing, even advanced manufacturing, as hot, dirty work. But honestly, if you go to a manufacturing facility now, pretty much it's clean, slick floors with robots and electronic controls. And, it's a different world. Yeah. And that's the world we're attracting. And that's the world where a large number of people are going to retire out of.
Sure.
In business will need replacement workers.
So, okay. So let's talk about some of the other things that happen with this. So I'm sure you guys are developing some really good work ethics in the students, right? Oh. Because they're really enjoying what they're doing, and it's more of, I want to do it as opposed to, oh, I have to do it. And then what happens to the soft skills of the students as they go through these programs? Are those being developed on their own? Is that something you guys are adding to, or is it just sort of organically happening?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I can just tell you what's going on at George Stone is that soft skills and the little things, being on time, making sure you're prepared, being appropriately dressed.
Yeah.
We're talking basic things. Those are all addressed in our curriculum for every program that we have. And so that is part of the training that the students receive. We have a lot of students that come from various backgrounds. And they may become a great mechanic in one of our classes, or they may become fantastic in the area of cybersecurity or cosmetology. We have medical programs as well. But they need to be able to present themselves in a job interview situation. They need to know where to go to look for employment and how to go about it the right way. And, gathering their credentials, how to present themselves. We offer that training not only within the program, but we also have a job placement coordinator that can provide extra resources for them. We can give them a list of websites that are, good for their particular area.
Sure.
What are your goals? Do you want to stay local? Do you want to, move abroad? We have all of these resources in place. And one of the things that I really want to brag on our instructors and our staff in general is we don't just train students. We offer them opportunities to get employment. And when I say that, I mean their instructor is going to have a personal relationship with them at George Stone.
Sure.
Most of our classes are 15 to 25 in a class, and most of our programs are about a year in length. We use the slogan, career in a year very frequently because that's what we're about. And so they're going to know that instructor very well.
Yeah.
The instructor's going to know them. They've done hands-on opportunities like we talked about. So they're getting to see, the instructors are getting to see the students in a job situation. That instructor is their best friend because that instructor, as Dr. Taylor mentioned earlier, not only the high school academies, but the post-secondary programs all have these advisory councils. They have business contacts in their area. Most of our instructors are former business people in these areas. So they have a broad and deep background in the area.
Yeah.
They have contacts all over the place.
Well, not to mention most of your programs have been developed because of the need either here in the local community or within the region that's been identified, or somebody's interest that says, this would probably be really cool or really fun. Let's see what we can do to meet the need.
That's a great point as well. But the point that I want to make on this is that when they develop that relationship with that instructor, when they leave our program, they're going to know how to present themselves. They're going to know where to go. They'll probably already have a good recommendation from the instructor when they go to a place of employment, and they'll know that there are positions available through our programs or through our main bulletin board, however they choose to get their information while they're here. And I just think that's a an excellent opportunity for students to not only get the training, but to also get that support relating back to the soft skills, knowing how to present yourself, how to dress, how to act, what materials to take with you to show that a prospective employer that you're prepared for employment and you know what you're doing in that area. You're going to be able to go to work today and be a an integral part of their organization.
Yeah. So talk about a great letter of recommendation too, right? Somebody you've been side by side with for 2 years, working on the same projects, who knows how you think, how you process. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So how are you guys letting the community know about all this stuff? How's the word getting out? Well, I mean, aside from being here, which was, but it's not, it can't be your last stop. I can promise you that.
No. We were actually putting all our eggs on this side.
We can help. But.
Well, you know, starting with the younger students, the middle and high school, we have something called a School Choice Expo that begins, that actually is implemented in November for the following year. And that particular Career Choice Expo has all of the Career Academy teachers displaying all of their textbooks, and they bring students with them to really get younger students interested in the Career Academies. And I send out a letter as the workforce director to all middle and high school students and their parents to let them know about, and they actually get these two shiny brochures that I have here, one for middle school Career Academies, one for high school, so that they are aware of these opportunities. And then we also have a career education coach who goes and presents to every eighth grader in the school district about these opportunities. Each school does their own marketing with their own brochures for their career academies. We don't quite have the budget that Mr. Rollins does at Georgetown Technical Center, but
he's not giving any up either. I asked him earlier. I don't blame you, man. I wouldn't either.
No, you know, because that's, although we do find, I think word of mouth is probably the best marketing that we can do. You have a good product and they tell each other about it. They tell their siblings, their neighbors, etc.
Yeah, and just to add to that, on the post-secondary side, we do all of your normal types of advertising. And, you know, now that she's set me up, I can cry about our lack of budget. it's all relative, right? In comparison to the colleges and universities, obviously we have a much smaller advertising budget. But we do local radio.
Yeah.
We do billboards. We'll try to get a TV show on one of the local channels every now and then. And so we do all of those things. But I think more importantly, from a community standpoint, we're getting into the high schools more and more now.
Yeah.
You know, when they have senior and junior assemblies, every chance we get, we're there. When they have career events in the evenings for their parents and students, a lot of those are academy events. We went to one a couple weeks ago at Tate High School.
Yep.
I mean, every chance we get, we want to talk to those high school students or even middle school students if the opportunity comes up, because we want to let them know what's out there. And what we try to tell them is it's all about choices. You don't have to make a choice to go to college or go to a technical center. What you want to look at is a career path.
Yeah.
What is it you want to do? And then we want to let you know all the choices that you have out there. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of our programs articulate to college programs. We have people that go to college, get a degree, and then come to us to get hands-on experiences.
Yeah.
So we just want to let them know who we are and that we can be a part of their career pathway. We certainly don't try to compete with any college degree programs. That's not what we do. We stick to what we do, which are the hands-on experiences and the industry certifications. But and as Dr. Taylor mentioned, our number one advertisement is a student that comes out of our program and has success and tells people that they know.
Sure.
We take the surveys, and yes, we get some feedback about we saw your advertisement on the internet and things like that. You know, we do Facebook. We do a website. www.georgetownecenter.com, by the way.
There you go.
And we do all those things.
Yeah.
And we really try to get our name out there. But the best advertisement we can give is a student having a successful experience and getting a job in field and being very satisfied with where they're going.
So what if I'm a business and I think I have a need and maybe you guys can fill that? How does a business go about sort of getting in touch with you guys and letting you know?
On the post-secondary side, I mean, certainly we have all of our career areas have their list of contacts in the area. We're always looking for new contacts. You know, our general advertising sometimes will let us, you know, we get feedback from that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the best thing that an employer could do when they hear about our program is just give us a call. You can basically talk to anyone on our campus and they will get you to the right person.
Sure.
You know, as we expand our programs, we expand contacts. Our instructors are always looking for new contacts. And a lot of that comes from just networking with their current people in their areas. And so when we hear about new businesses, we reach out to them. We have some fantastic partners in the community. We've mentioned some here today. There are many, many others in all of the different areas. So we're always open to new partners, and we have our advisory groups, and we learn through them where the partners are when they come in. And, and Florida West, people like that, contacts that let us know when businesses are coming into the area. And believe me, when we know about you, we will reach out to you and let you know what kind of products that we have coming out of our technical center that can help you.
Yeah. And so here's the best part, because you get to feel all warm and fuzzy, is you're doing it for the kids. I mean, honestly,
and the adults.
I mean, face it, we're all going to rise together. Or we're going to sink together. Right.
So that's exactly right.
So jump in.
Yes. We're either going, you know, when we look at our community, you know, do we want people who are going to have a good job and pay lots of taxes?
Yeah.
Or do we want someone who's not going to be able to pay their fair share?
And sure.
That's how you develop your community. And that's what economic development and workforce development go hand in hand. And we are working very hard. We have a couple initiatives that we've been working on. Something called Cradle to Career that is just beginning to develop, where we have a collective collaboration with people in social services, education, business, to bring this community up to overcome, you know, let's face it, the elephant in the room is the poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to find solutions for that. It may not happen overnight, but I guarantee you workforce education is part of that solution. And so I'm excited about what's going on in Pensacola and Escambia County. Yeah, like I said, we got it going on.
Yeah. Well, and I got two things to say before we kind of start a wheel out of here. But one, you're doing really good work, because it's very apparent and everywhere that I have been and the people that I have talked to who have over and over and over commented on the need for the workforce and the need for specialized training and all of that with the companies that I've spoken with or heard. And then you hear from the parents who said, well, my kid wants to do something cool that or a different style of education or a different platform or career path or whatever that used to not be here that is here now.
Right.
And so and I'm hearing how as a community, we're all kind of coming together, but really realizing that it starts very young and that somebody's on it is even better.
Yes. Thank you. And our superintendent, I'm going to say his leadership, he from day one, he hung his hat on the Career Academy model. Yeah. That, you know, you need to be able to motivate our students with purpose. And I think it's really paid off. And and it's going to continue. Now he's got this Vision 2020 where every student's going to have a device to take home and we're going to have personalized learning. And it works. Yes.
I can tell you it works. And I, because my kids they don't have one to take home, but they've moved into that sort of curriculum where it works and they're learning and they're making good grades and they feel honored and proud to be part of something as opposed to, oh, I'm just going to school.
Right.
It's a whole new mentality. So my second thing that I want to say, and then we're going to kind of have to wheel out of here because we're getting close on time, but what can the community do to help you guys? What does Georgetown Academy, what is the school, what do you all need?
As far as Georgetown,
bigger budget doesn't count.
And actually, the biggest thing on our mind is spreading the word of what we do. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your training level is. If you don't have a high school diploma, we can help you get one at a low cost. If you have a high school diploma and maybe you're struggling financially, we offer financial aid just like the colleges and universities. So we can help anyone who comes through our doors. to get on a career path to what they want to achieve in life. And that's the biggest thing that I would like for the community to know.
It's just that you're there,
and that we're always available.
Yeah.
If you're having an event, we do some community events through the school district as well. And you know, other events like that, and anything that's going on in the community, if we get an invite, we're there. And we're always happy to just tell our story and provide opportunities for everyone in this community.
And I would say that for the younger students that, you know, being a mentor, whether it's once a week, once a month, or once a semester, to come into our classrooms or come in and have a student with whom you have a relationship, sometimes one caring person makes the difference in a student's life. And in the case of our career academies, of course, to have someone who just is a guest speaker to say, look, you know, I made the decision to get this certification and now I'm able to, you know, have a house, a family. And so these mentors in the middle, in the high school are becoming ever and ever more important and more effective mm-hmm. at being part of that solution for student success.
I can tell you it's not even just in the student world. It's the adult world, too. I've been hearing it all the time.
I was just going to add to that, and I do want to brag on one of our local businesses, Navy Federal,
sure.
that has mentors throughout the area.
Yep.
But we've just recently had a few of their mentors come to Georgetown, and we're looking at expanding that program rapidly. They've been fantastic to work with, and students of all age need mentors
that's right.
sometimes.
Yeah. And leaders never stop learning. So, yeah.
so that's a great point Dr. Taylor brought up, you know, for the community to get involved.
Yeah.
So, and it is at all levels.
Yeah. Okay. Well, before we fly out of here, let's send everybody to your website and give them a phone number so they can reach you. Or...
Sure.
That's you, TJ.
I'm ready on that one.
Go
now.
For it.
Of course, our website is www.georgestonecenter.com. And our phone number is area code 850-941-6200.
And for the secondary, which would be the middle and high school programs, people can go to escambiaschools.org. And under departments, go to workforce education, find our phone number and give us a call. Our number is, or my number is, 850-469-5304. Love to hear from people, parents, business people, students. Pick up the phone and let us know what you need or how you can help.
Perfect. And I want to thank both of you for coming in the studio today and being part of this. And
appreciate it.
I'm excited, and I sort of had the upper edge because I know some other people in the circle that sort of told me what you guys were doing, and I thought, oh, this is really cool. So,
yeah.
But thanks for coming in and sharing the voice, and obviously you are welcome back anytime to promote or do anything else that you need to get the word out on. That's exactly what we're here for. So you can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pensacola BRX on Facebook, or you can reach us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank you both for coming in this afternoon. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.